This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for a Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Well, the pain of the pump is back again. After weeks of falling gas prices, prices are up. Some gas stations in Oshkosh are charging $4 a gallon. Now some are also charging $4.10 a gallon. It means the gas prices are up about 75 cents a gallon in less than a month. Oshkosh police have made an arrest and recovered a stolen car. The incident happened last Thursday night on Main Street. The suspect was identified as Albert Smith. Smith will be charged with robbery along with other charges. Police are also investigating the theft of 11 catalytic converters from Cobison school buses that happened this week. On a 5-1 vote, the Oshkosh City Council has decided to give the Oshkosh Food Co-op over $200,000. Some people objected to the city helping out a private business, but the council disagreed. The money will come from the $20 million the city got in the American Rescue Plan. The co-op will use the money to pay back the city for a loan it received before opening. Page 2, the Oshkosh Area United Way is awarding 45 nonprofit programs. Included in that 45 are 7 new programs. The annual United Way campaign netted better than $1 million. Officials say recipients were selected to address the growing needs of the community. Great Estates Furniture is getting closer to returning to downtown Oshkosh. Great Estates is revamping the old Exclusive Company building on Main Street and will open sometime in mid to late October. The Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club expansion is getting closer. Crews moved a house this week in the 500 block of Monroe. It clears the way for construction to get underway. Aegis Financial is calling all veterans to a special Veterans Day breakfast. It'll take place at the Oshkosh Veterans Museum on Veterans Day. I'll have more information on this later, but you can RSVP right now at 920-233-4650. That's 233-4650. Turning to sports, Oshkosh Lords football team could become playoff eligible tomorrow night when they take on Deerfield on the road. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First. Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.